from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Hey, I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Oh, good.
Isn't that something? I'm on to cigars now. Yeah, I'm on to a 5-year plan. I eliminated the cigarettes, then I go to cigars, then I go to pipes, then I go to chewing tobacco, then I'm on to that nicotine gum.
Good.
Cigar in the mouth of Barry Rosner.
As long as it stays there and doesn't go anywhere else.
I'm going to try to get everybody here fired today.
That's Barry's goal, to try and get us all fired. Yeah, that's right. It's Barry Rosner in the house. It's been a long time. When's the last time you were on this radio station in a studio hosting a show? You know?
Probably the final hit and run of 2018.
Wow. Yeah, that's a long time. And this Sunday,
well, everybody I knew who was working day parts was either fired or gone or suspended or quit or whatever.
Imprisoned.
I might have been the only, I don't know. I wasn't getting the day shows anymore. And I had some kind of a deal with Mitch and he took that away. And it was like, it felt very much the end of me at that point. So when I said goodbye on Hit and Run that day, I was pretty sure that was the end. Yeah. And I didn't get a call until like December. And I was like, yeah, Mitch, I'm not sweeping the floors anymore. I'm done with that. I mean, get the janitor's assistant to do it, okay? So that was pretty much the end right there. And then we finally had a talk about it, I think, in January.
Of this year?
No, of that next year, 2019. Year. It was great. At the Cubs convention, DeCastro came up to me and thanked me for being part of the family. And I was it was the first time I ever met him.
No.
It was the first time I ever met him. And it was at that moment that I was telling Mitch, I'm never coming back under any circumstance.
Wow. That's amazing.
So it was great. That happened within a 5-minute span.
Well,
those two things.
He wasn't the most plugged in guy in terms of the talent until he fired the ones and brought in the other ones.
Well, I'm
then
sure.
Then he was plugged that day. He was very plugged in.
Mm-hmm. I had never met the man. Or maybe I had somewhere else down the line years before, but not here, not during the years.
Yeah,
I was
we've got one small issue for the rest of the show, and that is that Barry has devolved in terms of his personal filter, like what he thinks is okay to say and what is not okay to say. Right now, he's nothing but a truth teller, right? You've got absolutely nothing but truth.
Don't forget that all the years I worked here, I worked for a newspaper, and while they may have a you know, what you probably think of as a far-left editorial judgment, they're conservative, as most newspapers are, from the standpoint of what they want their quote-unquote personalities doing when they're out there.
Uh-huh.
So when I was here, I had to be much more careful than you idiots. I mean, you guys got away with a lot more than I did. Now, on the other hand, I can say anything I want, and I do not care.
And
I do
also, not care. You have nothing to lose.
But it's not just that. He has nothing to say. Because
also true.
Because he doesn't watch or care about sports.
I watch.
I don't think that's true.
I watch a lot of golf.
Mm-hmm.
I watch a lot of hockey. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you still watch hockey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My first.
Why don't you play again?
Oh, God. I got bone spurs in my hip, in my neck, and in my back.
Come on, you get an old man's league. I've seen these rat hockey games. I've seen these guys. Yeah, I've seen 65-year-old goaltenders.
I played 45 years. Is that not enough? Is that not enough?
45 years of hockey.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
I don't personally believe that you don't watch baseball. I don't believe it.
I don't watch baseball. It's true. I do.
Like no baseball?
No baseball. I watch the playoffs after like the 7th round. How many? There's like 24 teams now, right? It's like hockey. Everybody's in pretty much. So I don't watch the early round. I do watch the League Championship Series and the World Series. Okay. I cannot watch a regular season
game. All right,
game.
So you're not watching regular season White Sox games?
I was a beat guy, Matt. Yeah. You don't get over that. Once you've done that, you don't. It's like, it's very hard to
oh, yeah, because you're too close to it and you...
You're very close to it. It's 24-7, 365. It just, you never get... Dan knows the famous, I've told the story to Dan on the air once, the famous Maui story. Where you don't know that story?
I don't think so.
I'm on my honeymoon. It's 1992. It's, you know, finally, I think the Maddox thing was over. I know you want to talk about Maddox.
I do, because I watched the documentary and it's outstanding.
I think maybe the Maddox thing was coming to, anyway. No, it was over. It was December. That was over. All the moves had been made. Everything was done. I get to Maui. I'm finally away from baseball. No one can find me or talk to me. I get out of the rental car at the hotel, and there's John Feinstein, who had just written a baseball book, which I had helped him with.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And I would get out of the car. Amy's not even out of the car, okay?
And John already your vacation is ruined.
Barry, hey, what's going on? Oh, this is so great. This is going to be great. I said, John, I'm on my honeymoon. There's my wife. He doesn't even say hi to my wife. And his wife says, John, leave him alone. They're on their honeymoon. Next morning, we get up. We get in the elevator. You know, we're ready to go down to the beach. We're going to get our Mai Tais. We're going to go sit on the beach.
Yeah.
In the elevator is Tom Kleinschmidt and Chuck Swirsky.
Hey, good to see you.
Right. Did you hear the cup side, Willie Wilson?
Sauce.
That's the second Willie Wilson on the Cubs reference in 2 days here on The Score.
Are you talking about me, the inside the park homer?
No. So that's three in a week? Because yesterday.
No, but the Willie Wilson I mentioned was the former Chicago mayoral candidate.
Right. Okay, no, but I thought for sure you were talking about the guy that George Brett drove in all the time.
We were talking to Ian Happ about PCA's Inside the Park Homer.
Uh-huh.
And they said it was... because
those are Cubs players.
PCA?
Yeah.
I know who Ian Happ is.
You know who PCA is.
No, I don't know what a PCA is.
It's a hallucinogenic.
Huh? No, it's not a hallucinogenic.
It was invented by the Germans as a weapon.
People think it's great.
It might be good.
It might be pretty good.
It's like Felix PA. Remember Felix PA?
No.
Easy.
Tanny, honestly. You want the next 4 years of Pete Crow Armstrong or the next 4 years of Luis Robert?
It's not about that.
Real question.
No. Whose organization do I get behind each player?
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
Can I get Luis Robert on the Cubs?
Do you know who Luis Robert is?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. All
Pete
right.
Crow Armstrong?
Yeah.
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 His mom was an actress.
Now I should pretend to care, right?
No, you're good.
Pretend to care. So listen, we're talking to Happ about his Inside the Park homer. One of the fastest guys in baseball. All of the StatCast sprint speeds are just insane for this guy. And I mentioned, because Ian said, I think it's the second fastest recorded Inside the Park home run in the StatCast era. And, of course, we're fact-checking. He was right, because Byron Buxton had one.
Yes.
It was just under 14 seconds. And I remembered in 1979, Willie Wilson hit one against the Yankees. And so we went back and timed it. And it was, like, right in between them. Right in between Buxton and PCA was that particular Willie Wilson home run. The difference was Willie didn't start running until he was halfway to first.
He was that fast.
Yep.
He could fly.
He could fly. So anyway.
Maybe later I'll tell you the Willie Wilson naked screaming about the Milwaukee, Phil Garner, after getting hit by a pitch during spring training. screaming, naked, jumping up and down.
Oh, floppity floppity.
Me and Joe Goddard trying to concentrate on the conversation we were having, and Willie's getting hit in the face. I mean, it was.
Well, Joe had an evening to plan.
All right, so Tom Kleinschmidt. And
so then
Chuck
we get.
Swirsky.
So this is bad. This is a bad moment. Then we get out to the pool. And there's Feinstein and Coach K and Cherokee Parks and Bobby Hurley and Chris Collins and Doug Collins, who hates me, and the whole Duke basketball team. And Feinstein introduces me to Coach K, who's a Cubs fan.
Oh no!
And this goes on. I'm trying to be polite, and I turn around, and my wife is gone.
Of course,
she's
she
gone.
Is.
She skipped the bar, went right to the beach. Half hour later, I get out there. She's just
and she's with Willie Wilson.
But it was still.
She had seen what I had seen.
then it would be understandable, perhaps. Okay,
it's just very hard. It's hard, you know, between being a beat guy and then a columnist all those years and having to watch and then hit and run, especially the years you were doing it because you weren't watching any of the games and I'm watching all the games and I'm carrying the show. And it's just a night, you know, when it's over, you go. Yeah, that's I cannot.
Yeah, so you're
I cannot
done.
Watch
so you're
that.
Out on baseball.
I do watch the NFL. It took me a while. I got back to the NFL last year, and college football last year. So I mean, little by little, I'm starting to bring back the sport.
All right, in what I'm sure will be a pattern, I'm going to tease the same thing I teased for this segment for the next segment. Since Barry Rosner is a destructor of structure,
I don't even know what your breaks are or when they happen.
Oh, it's clear.
I haven't heard a scoreboard update.
Speaks doesn't really either. And Speaks is better. Danny didn't.
Expecting Joe Bartosz to come in and do an update for us? He's probably over there.
He probably is.
Right?
That would be great. That would be great. So I don't know what you're teasing. I don't care. I'm not going to talk about it anyway. But you go ahead and tease
it, buddy.
If you want.
Eat that Uncrustable that's been in your golf bag since 7 a.m. If you're hungry.
5 a.m.
All right, 5. Sorry.
4 a.m. Chicago time.
Okay, Speaks and Rosner and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.